Welcome, folks, to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper.
And I'm Carolyn Nelson.
And tonight, we're just going to take calls. I wonder how many of you out there listen to the Larry King show on CNN tonight. What a parade that was. If you've been watching the newspaper, and if you've been paying attention to the news on television, and specifically CNN, and then again tonight, Larry King Live, then if you're observant, you notice a pattern beginning to take form. And we're going to talk about exactly what that pattern is and exactly what it's going to mean for us in the future. So that's the subject for tonight. Don't sway away from the subject, folks. Let's try to stick to it. I want to make your calls... I want you to make your calls as short and to the point as possible so that we don't have one or two people taking up 30 minutes of program time. So get ready. Think, folks, and start calling in. In Puerto Rico, there are National Guard troops on every street corner. The mayor of the Federal District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., is calling for National Guard troops as law enforcement officers. The Senate has just passed a bill mandating 100,000 federally funded new police officers on the streets of America. The phones are open, folks. 602-333-2174. That's 602-333-2174. What do you think about this? What does it mean for us in the future? How should we deal with it? Is it reversible? Is this day two of a permanent police state? Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Good.
It's Jim in Fort Worth. Listen, what you had just said, I had just read that about the 100,000 other federally funded policemen. Also, I just want to let you know what's happening down here. I live in Fort Worth, Texas, but in Dallas, they're trying to pass a thing making the parents responsible if their underage children commit a crime with a gun. They would take the parents to jail and take them to court and not the children.
Well, you know, that's what they used to do in the early days of this country. The parents were always responsible for their children. And in my estimation, part of what's wrong today is the parents are no longer responsible for anything, and neither are the children.
There's no accountability on either end. Everybody tries to blame society, and it's like our government. We're the government. It's not somebody else.
That's right, and ultimately, we are responsible.
That's right. Well, I just, I'm very concerned about what's happening. I was talking to my brother-in-law, who's a policeman in this area, and he's real concerned about even the 5-day waiting period. He said, you know, it sounds good, but he said, the bottom line, it won't do one thing except give away some more of our constitutional rights. He said, crooks don't go to the gun store and buy guns.
That's right.
That will affect you and I, the honest citizens.
That's right.
Back us into more of a corner.
You're absolutely correct. You know, in this country now, if a child commits murder and one of the parents spank that child, the parents could be charged with child abuse in many areas of the country. Were you aware of that?
Yes. Well.
So you're not even allowed to spank a kid if they commit murder right in front of your nose.
You know, it's, I don't know what the answer is. It's like, I mean, I'm a Christian, but it's like our government is putting us into a posture, and the only posture we can assume is a defensive posture, and that's not good.
No, it's not
good.
What
option do we have? Because it's very evident over this NAFTA thing and the budget that we do not have taxation representation because our representatives who we elected do not care what we think. It's what somebody else thinks.
Well, that's because we have proven to them that no matter what they do, we're still going to reelect them and send them back because we don't remember and we don't care.
Well, some of us do, and I think what's happening, all this crap that's happened lately, it's forcing people. Because I'm self-employed right now, and I've been doing this, what I do for 23 years, but I'm in 5 or 6 different houses a day working. Everybody, from very rich people to just common people like me, they've all had it. They're all frustrated, but they don't know what to do. You know, if you can just give them a little encouragement in one direction, they're going to do something.
Well, there's a few things we can do, and let me...
Get informed.
Well, not only that, it's Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
That's right.
Education is the number one goal. That's why I've devoted my life to educating people and waking them up. If just enough people knew what you and I know, that this wouldn't be going on today.
Yeah. Well, we homeschool both of our children. I have a 21-year-old daughter now that's already on her own, has her own business. My son is 16. He's still homeschooled. He has a job. He has responsibilities, and he's accountable. And, you know, you just don't see that much anymore. And it's just sad. What's important to people. You know, people have gotten so tied up in accumulation of wealth and property and houses. And I talked to a lady the other day, and she said, you know, this dream home, we've dreamed of this for 25 years. But she said, my husband had to take a part-time job. I had to go to work. I had never worked before this. And she says, we don't have it. It has us. And it's just, we're so caught up in all this peripheral junk, we don't have time for what's important. Everybody's in so much debt, they don't have time to take off and go protest something. They can't even take one day off.
Right. I think I'd like to just step in here and add that maybe we could look to a small town in New Hampshire, not too far from the capital, called Goffstown, that was written up in USA Today a couple of weeks ago. In the last year, I believe, had 5 suicides of young children, approximately age 12. And that community is beginning to rally around and do something. And whatever they do, I imagine, would cover all the bases, including policing the streets and just knowing from minute to minute where all of their children are and what is going on in their little town. We might look to them. Wish somebody would call in and tell us a little more.
Well, I went to a meeting the other night in Dallas. It's called Citizens for Legal Reform. And there were a couple of people. They were talking about some cities and counties out in New Mexico that have started taking their sovereignty back and trying to impress on the sheriffs that they're the chief law enforcement officer in their county in running the federal agencies out and saying, we're a sovereign state, and not allowing them to come in and just bully us around.
Yeah, they've already done it. It's called Home Rule, and they called all the federal officers into a local county supervisor's meeting, laid the law down, told them to get out. And they said, no, we're gonna have the feds come in and and enforce the federal law here. And the sheriff stood up and he said, you better do what the supervisors said or I'm going to arrest you.
So
they split and they haven't been back yet. And that's spreading around the country. That's not the only place. But I've got to let you go. I'll give you about 30 seconds to wrap it up.
I think we've got to get to a point in our physical lives like we have in our spiritual lives with the commitment to the Lord that we've got to be ready to die for what we believe. And when they know that, they're going to fear us. And when we fear the government, there's tyranny. But when the government fears us, there's liberty and there's freedom.
If you're right with God, you need fear no man. If you have fear of no man and you are really living, the meaning of life is to live it. And if you really believe in what you believe in, then you're not afraid to die for it. And that's the problem with people. They don't understand what they've had, so they don't understand what they really where the value really lies. So they're not ready to die for anything. And I got to tell you, folks, all of you out there, listen to me very carefully. If you don't have principles for which you're ready and willing to die for at any given moment, you're called upon to do it, then you're already dead, and you're of no use or consequence to anyone, not even yourself.
Well, brother, I appreciate your show, and I tried to meet you when I was up in, I took my family up for Project 93.
Uh-huh, I was there.
Yeah, well, I didn't get to see you, but I took my son and my wife. We stayed a week up there.
Yeah, I was the guy with the tape recorder around my neck, and everybody was afraid I was some kind of a FBI guy, so they wouldn't come near me. Except for the CADU members who knew me and some other people had seen my picture and weren't afraid. So.
Oh, listen, an interesting story, Rick. When we were up there, we took a lot of tours of some places. We found, by accident, the BATF headquarters. And
uh-huh.
We just walked in, and, man, we were escorted out quickly and left to know that they don't have tours of their place anymore.
Yeah. Well, after what...
your show, and yeah. Don't stop, my friend.
Okay, thank you very much. Good night. 602-333-2174. Try to make your point, folks, and keep your call short. I really don't like to cut you off, so it's hard for me to do that. I need your help, okay? Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Cooper. I'm calling you from Lake City, Texas. We had a real weird experience down here with the interagency police force coordinated probably by the FBI and the BATF. Have you heard about it?
No.
Well, they got all the police from this little town, and they had some kind of a dry run test where they sent in a policeman with a machine gun wearing a mask in a nursery school and scared the children.
You're kidding.
Petrified them.
You're kidding. They really did that?
Well, it was in the newspaper, if you can believe the newspapers. You know how much they lie.
Has anybody gone down to the school and asked the teachers if that really happened?
Well, one of the teachers said in the newspaper report, accused the police of doing this, and the police denied it and called her a liar, and then later they recanted the story and said, well, yes, they did it, but it was a test mission.
You know what? Every one of you should get together and you should sue each one of those individuals who participated in that individually, not an agency. And then you should bring a class action suit against the all of the different government and local agencies that participated in that. If you don't do it, you're missing a big bet here.
Well, I'll tell you what, I agree with you on that. And I don't want to shirk that. I don't want to shirk that issue, and somebody needs to do it. A woman said who had a business next door to this nursery school. She says my 2-year-old daughter was over there, and she said, and I saw this guy sneaking up with his machine gun, all dressed in black and wearing a mask.
Guess what? We just pulled it off the facts. It's right here in my hand.
Okay.
Yep.
Houston Chronicle.
Right.
That's Thursday, November 18th, Section A, page 29, Ninja Terrifies Daycare, Hooded Officer Shocks Children.
Right, and the mother of the 2-year-old, according to the newspaper report, said that she was going to take her gun and go over there and try to kill this guy or stop him from doing whatever it was that he was going to do, going in there and molesting the children. And then the police says, well, she could go to prison for 3 years for having a gun around a daycare center. And there they send in one of their people with a machine gun.
That's
in a mask.
So
what they're trying to do, apparently, is they're trying to, the police are trying to precipitate something.
Well,
this new world order is here, it's ugly, and they're trying to do us in.
Well,
all these brain dead zombies out there who are thinking that, you know, they're going to drink some beer and watch the next basketball game and everything's going to be all right, are wrong.
We're glad you called in and brought this up today, though. We just received the facts today.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling. Yeah, you guys got to do something about that. I wouldn't let that go by. And I'll tell you right now, if that had happened in this little town where I live, someone would have shot him. There are just too many people around, and everybody owns a weapon. Everybody's a patriot. Everybody cares, and we're especially sensitive about our children. Good evening. You're on the air. Oh, chickened out. Okay, let's try somebody else here. Good evening. You're on the air.
Ah, good evening, Mr. Cooper. My name's Ed in Laurel.
Hi, Ed.
Laurel, Maryland. Yeah, I wanted to bring up one point about this.
The name is Carolyn.
Really funded police thing that everything seems to be leaning towards is that one thing that'll be of interest is I noticed there's one barometer you can always find, I mean to look at, to find which way things are going to tend to lean in this country. And, of course, it's not good for any real truth, but the media, you know, the media will probably tend to lean heavily towards this being a good thing.
Well, that's why we want to buy it.
And
have you bought
it? Will go, I think the media will probably go full force out of their way to make this look like, you know, it's really something good, and that, you know, any, you know, they'll always, of course, have someone that will play the role of agent provocateur that'll be against it, and they'll make him look like a complete idiot.
Yeah, that's
like the media always does. But
that's the way it works. But have you bought your Gannett stock yet?
Well, I'm saving up the $50 and I'll have a share.
Okay.
I said, I think I got to become a CADGI member first. That's the most important thing.
No, you don't. Most important thing is to do something, and right now we're
buying. I got a quick question. I don't want to take up too much time and diffuse the topic here, but I just got your book recently, William, Behold a Pale Horse.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed that it says Late Technology Publishing on the side.
That's right.
And there's this symbol there. Not to be questioning this symbol, but it's a little strange. What does it stand for?
Where were you last night?
I was in sleep last night.
Well, you got to listen to the show because I explained it last night.
Every time I miss the show, that's the problem.
Send for the tape because I'm not going to repeat everything every night.
No, don't worry about it.
And buy your stock in Gannett.
Thanks for having the show, William. And the Liberty Net, all of us on our frequency of 3950 all listen to you. And all of us patriots are behind you 100%.
Great.
So you all have a good one. God bless, and we'll catch you later.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Thank you.
602-333-2174. Folks, you got to listen to the show. We can't repeat everything every night, and that's nothing personal against the last caller. It just happens to be fact. We just can't, I can't take up valuable airtime to do that. If you're a new listener, you need to send in for a tape list. And maybe you'd like to order some back tapes and find out what we're all about. And if you'd like to do that, you can send a self-addressed, stamped, number 10 business size envelope to William Cooper, P.O. Box 1420, Sholo, spelled S-H-O-W-L-O-W, Arizona, 85901. That's William Cooper, P.O. Box 1420, Sholo, spelled S-H-O-W-L-O-W, Arizona, 85901. For all of you out there who have orders that you're waiting for, we're processing everything right up to date this week. And so you'll be, you should be receiving whatever you ordered within the next week or two without fail. We're also trying to set up a system. Now, I'm not going to promise you this is going to work, but I'm trying to set up a system whereby all orders are filled the following week. In other words, everything that comes in Monday through Friday are filled on Monday and Tuesday of the following week so that we can get everything out within a maximum of 1 week from the time we receive the order. The problem we have around here is for most of the time that we've been doing this, I was doing everything. I mean, literally everything. Annie ran the house, took care of Pooh, did the shopping, cooked the meals, and all that kind of stuff. Now she's taking care of shipping and handling. Carolyn is here to help out. So slowly but surely, we're getting things arranged so that we're much quicker, much more efficient. You know, I travel a lot. I'm also working on a book. I have to do this radio show every night. Requires tons of research. So please bear with us. Everything will eventually, we hope, get down to a very, very quick and professional schedule. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, good evening. Hi, I'm calling in from Illinois here, Bill, and I'm really glad to have found your show here. It sounds very interesting. It's the first time I've listened to it, I'm sorry to say, but I can tell you it won't be the last time.
Well, good.
It sounds like you're hitting onto a lot of issues that really hit close to all of us, that, like I heard the one fellow that I said, lots of people really aren't paying attention or being well informed about these kind of things, and I wanted to call in and just give my hear to the conversation.
Okay, it'd help a little bit if you put the phone right in front of your mouth and talk a lot louder. I just barely have a level on you.
Sure, I'd be glad to. I don't know if I can get onto a different phone. But
well, that's much better there.
Okay, maybe I just wasn't holding it up to my mouth there.
Yeah, hey, I used to have the same problem.
Well, I'm talking on my duck phone, so it's not really a high-quality, high-tech phone either. So, but, yeah, back to the issue there about handing out a bunch of money towards a problem and trying to help it go away, put on more cops onto the street, and let's attack the problem from the outside, not the inside, seems to be the thinking in Washington usually, which is pathetic. I mean, you know, and like we're saying, we're supposed to be the government, like I hear people saying there, without the representation, and I don't know who's coming up with these ideas. Obviously, it's the people, I guess, I vote for too. I vote all the time and then try to keep on top of them. And I don't think we're being able to do exactly that, and that's pretty much what's needed to be done.
That's typical socialism. They want everything. They don't want any restraints. They don't want any moral fences. They don't want anything restricting them. And when they start to feel the results of that, the only thing they can think of is repress everybody.
Right, and that's what's happening with this kind of an idea.
Socialists suck.
It's more to the same. More to the same, and then lose more of our constitutional rights, which there isn't hardly anything left of it now anyway.
Yeah.
This is what will happen with that. I mean, I thought so much that you're thinking there is so much of what I've been thinking for years, and I've dictated since about 20 years ago when I got out of high school myself, and education is so pathetically supported and isn't really doing what it's supposed to do, rather than put more money into more cops and more suppression. But you see, they don't want to put education because they don't want us to be educated. They don't want the kids to come out with more education. They just want them to be learning to fall into line.
Well, putting more money into education is not going to help anything either.
Well, not the correct kind of education. Not just dumping it into the system they have.
Yeah.
No,
what we need is some of the old little red schoolhouses.
Right.
Each community hire a teacher. And if that teacher doesn't teach what that community wants taught, you get rid of the teacher and hire another one. That's the way to do it.
Back to like what you were saying there, too, home rule. And the other guy was saying about how they have home school teaching his children. That's the thing, you know, the quality.
Yeah.
The quality of education for education's purposes, not for falling in line. And learn how to follow rules is what they have education for now. It's just pathetic. Like, they're getting back more to more pathetic thinking in Washington.
Right. Your points are good. Since you are a new listener, will you be sure to send in an envelope and ask for the information packet?
Yeah, I didn't. I'm taping the show right now because I got so enthusiastic about what I was hearing, I wanted to make a tape, so I'll get the address off of that tomorrow. I'll listen to it in my truck when I'm running around.
All right. And if you want to save any time, you can order Behold a Pale Horse for $25 and save the waiting time.
That sounds fine. That sounds fine to me, too, because like I said, I'm going to be listening some more to this show because it sounds like a lot of what's being needed to be brought out in the open. Although it seems like it's something that it's a surprise it's even going on because it seems like this kind of clear thinking would be suppressed so quickly. I mean, it happens around here. It seems like anyone who comes up with a real thought is going to be put down and put away or shut up or gotten off the air or whatever.
Which brings us to our next subject. I want to thank you for calling. Caller, you had some good comments and
sure.
Some good questions.
Okay, well, I'll be listening. I appreciate and hearing it.
Okie doke.
Thank you.
Next subject, folks, is, well, he said it. You know, if you got good ideas and you got clear thinking and you're hitting right on and you're really injuring the creepos that are destroying this country, well, they always try to get rid of you, and that's what's happening. Remember when they burned WWCR to the ground to shut me up when I was telling the truth about Waco, Texas? And that happened right after I said if this wasn't stopped, that those people were going to be murdered. And next thing you know, had a fire in Nashville, Tennessee, that burned the radio station to the ground, and then we had a fire in Waco, Texas, that burned the Branch Davidians into another world.
And we almost had a fire in Boise, Idaho, destroying the cabin of Randy Weaver.
That's right. And there's been a lot of fires, folks. The MOVE group, Symbionese Liberation Army, up in Whidbey Island in Washington. These people are the philosophers of fire, and when they make a sacrifice, it's got to be in the fire. And now, at the end of this month, folks, if we don't find another satellite carrier, we will no longer be on satellite, and we may not be coming to you live anymore, simply because Post Newsweek, bought one channel on SpaceNet 3. That's channel 21. That's the channel that we're on. And they say that Let's Talk Network has to vacate that audio side carrier by the end of this month. So everybody out there, say your prayers. If you know somebody that has another network that we can get on satellite, let us know. Please don't even suggest to me for the people. We will not be on that network. So that's the way it works, folks. As soon as they found out that we were threatening the security of the controlled media, Post Newsweek, owned by Katherine Graham, bought Channel 21 on SpaceNet 3. That's the satellite, and that's our channel, and they kicked us off the satellite. So if you really think that all these things happen by accident, folks, you got another thing coming, because they don't. Everything is planned. Nothing happens by accident. Okay? Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, William Cooper.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I wanted to give you a few current events from out my way in Kansas.
Okay.
2 days ago at the industrial school, the day after NAFTA passed, the kids had kind of a strange riot, and the security guards went in and sprayed mace, the pepper gas, directly into the kids' faces and into some teachers and into some cooks, and they had quite a thing. And, the media purported it as a bomb threat and locker fire, but it really started as a food fight, and they started macing the kids, and I guess the kids got angry. I don't know, but it's sure getting to be pretty stiff neck. The other thing, I was out in my yard tonight about 4:30, 5 o'clock, and up come two of these helicopters, 100. I live almost inside this city of Kansas City, well into it, and they come about 150 to 200 foot off the ground.
Yeah, that's illegal.
Right over my neighbor's house, shook his front door, scared him half to death, and they one of them had a great big old black nozzle thing hanging down from underneath the skids. The other one was closed up.
Uh-huh.
They looked pretty well ready. And we had a helicopter that was on a training mission today with a police officer, and it crashed. It was one of these old Hueys, crashed and burned over here in Missouri somewhere, but I couldn't catch where on the news. Not too far from here.
What was a police officer doing in a military helicopter?
I don't know. Training mission, they call it, surveillance. And then that's what they said on the news. And then tonight I saw two stealth fighters whoosh over real sneakily, and I saw two other helicopters. The air activity is tremendous out here right now.
I heard the same report from a call-in today in the research office from Washington State.
Yeah, they're really going at it like they're getting ready to kill snakes, as far as I can see it.
No, unfortunately, it's the snakes going to kill patriots.
I know that. They're the snakes.
Yep, they're the snakes, my friend.
But when they, I wasn't 200 yards from these things, and we're in the middle of the city.
Yeah.
And whatever it was hanging, it looked like a nozzle hanging out of it. Didn't look like a ladder or anything, you know, you could crawl down on. It looked like some kind of a fuel nozzle or something you could put gas or...
Well, I have no idea.
Something. It was really a strange-looking thing. The other one was pretty standard. They didn't have the bay doors open.
Hmm. In reference to your first comment about the children and the teachers being sprayed, I think we have a responsibility to the children of this nation. They have to be confused if we are confused. And many of them are joining CAGI, or they're waiting until they're old enough to join CAGI.
I don't think those children are that confused. They know math is going through. They're sitting there trying to learn industrial tasks, already capped out by their peers in the school district. and they're saying,
I see.
What am I going to do, work for 50 cents an hour? They're not that stupid. They know what's coming for them, and they don't like it either, so they're going to get a little rowdy. It's understandable.
Very.
People aren't as dumb as the government thinks they are. They may not know all the Luciferian Masonic stuff, but they can smell a rat. You know?
Yeah, but you got to remember that you got to smell the right rat.
I know. That's true. It's getting pretty wild out here. I don't know what to think of them anymore.
That's why all these organizations and some of these other talk shows got you spinning around in circles chasing your tail.
They don't spin me around.
Well, they're spinning most people around, and that's exactly what they intend to do. Most people will never know who the enemy is, and they'll feel helpless and not know where to vent their anger or who to concentrate on.
There's one mono-wing craft. I saw two of them. One went north and whooshed by him. North.
Sorry, right. I got to cut you off. We got to take our break.
The other one was about the other stealth about 1,000 foot up. Boy, was it quiet. Bye.
Thank you for calling. Welcome, folks, to Day 2 in Region 1, Life in the New World Order. All of you to make a phone call right now. It's important. It's important that you do this for the sake of the future of your family, for your well-being, so that you're not going to find yourself out in the cold in a ditch with your family in just a few years. Maybe even sooner than that. Now, if you're smart, you know what NAFTA portends. If you're smart, you know what this health care portends. If you're really observant, and if you've been paying attention to what's happening, you know that they've tacked the child vaccination law as a rider on Clinton's health bill. Didn't know that, did you? Well, folks, there's going to be a great transfer of wealth. There's going to be a redistribution of wealth from the United States of America to Mexico. Mexico is going to benefit tremendously from NAFTA. It's not NAFTA, it's NAFTA, North American Free Trade and Financial Agreement. While the wealth is being transferred to Mexico and Mexico is benefiting, our standard of living is going to drop precipitously and quickly. We're going to meet somewhere on a level. What that level is going to be, I don't know, but it's going to be way below the standard of living that all Americans have become accustomed to living. There's only one way that you can protect yourself against this that's been proven throughout history to work. And that's precious metals, folks, in their various forms, bullion, coins. I want you to call right now. As for Gene Miller, he's the person who works with our listeners. And it doesn't matter who you get, but Gene goes overboard to help you, the listeners of the Hour of the Time. Make sure you mention my name, William Cooper. Thank them for sponsoring this program, for without them you would not be listening to me at this moment. Call now, 1-800-289-2646. If you get the answering service, Tell them you want to talk to Gene Miller only. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. Ask them for all their free newsletters. Leave your phone number. Gene will get back to you tomorrow. Do it now because you know how you are. You'll say you're going to do it in the morning, and you'll get up in the morning, and you won't do it. You know, I do those things, too, so I know about that. So call now 1-800-289-2646. If you can't sit down right this moment and look your family right directly in the eyes and tell them that you have taken measures to protect their financial future, then you must make this call. You have no choice. 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-289-2646. Do it right now. 1-800-289-2646. For those of you outside the continental limits of the United States of America, which is the central portion of Region 1 of the New World Order, you can call 602-953-6000. That's 602-953-6000. That's 602-953-6000. Do it now, folks. You'll be glad that you did. Who decree unjust statutes, and to those who continually record unjust decisions, to deprive the needy of justice, and to rob the poor of my people of their rights. Isaiah chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. Number 602-333-2174. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. Does the word, the term police state mean anything to you?
Sure does.
Yeah, me too. Before I say anything else, I would like to say hello to my beautiful husband, Chuck. And I would just like to comment on something he told me a couple years ago. He has a friend who was in the military, who was an officer in the Army, and when they started training him for street assault, he decided to get out.
Yeah.
Because he felt that, that wasn't anything to do with the oath he took to defend the Constitution of the United States. and I agree with him.
Yeah, all of our military forces now are going through urban warfare training. That's house to house, street to street.
Right. I have friends who are originally from Canada who moved down to the United States, and we were discussing random house searches for under the guise of illegal drug searching. And she told me that she has no problem with the random house search. I felt like going, man, I think it's because she's from Canada. But now I'm looking around me and I'm going, no, there's just a lot of people around here who, they have been spoon-fed this crap about, you know, drugs being the big problem, and you know, crime is all related to drugs, and we've got to be able to just come into your house at any time, day or night, and the honest citizens won't be harmed, only the criminals will. In fact, it's turning out that that's the opposite to be true. I mean, you have people who've worked all their lives who have planes, who are taken under seizure laws, forfeiture laws. You have people, like you said, out in the ditch, you know, with no money to fight back, who were innocent. It's the innocent people who they're hurting with these laws. Seizure, forfeiture, gun control, a good person, a good citizen, will not shoot somebody for no reason. You know, I mean, if they're going to break into their house, they might get shot. But hey, a good citizen is going to register their firearm. It's the criminal who's going to get a firearm, no matter what law is passed.
You're absolutely correct. You're right.
Well, I'm going to keep it short. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling. And those people you're talking about aren't people, my dear. They're sheeple. And most of them, most of them are stupid, and that's their problem.
I agree. Well, I tried to enlighten them.
Good.
My husband does, too.
Good for you. And don't stop.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
602-333-2174. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, this is...
Turn off your radio.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, Nathan from Geneva, Switzerland. That's where I first heard about your book. Listen, I was awakened one morning on the 22nd of November, and which my computer, it seemed like it was almost compulsion to do it. And I typed in some text and got a whole lot of stuff that you could possibly be interested in dealing with the Kennedy assassination.
Oh, wait a minute. What are you talking about? You just got up and went to your computer and something started talking to you on your computer?
Well, like there's a ghost in the machine. I mean, you know, I know it sounds a little bit skewed, but nevertheless, if you could give me your fax number, I would like to...
It's the same number you just called. Wait till about a half hour after the show's over, and it'll be, the fax will be on the line.
Okay, well, you'll get it personally, won't you? Because, you know,
Yeah, I'll get it.
I mean, my wife and I had a divorce over this stuff. She, you know, just... Anyway, you'll just have to see it, and I appreciate your broadcast, but tape it as often as I can. And, yeah, I hope there can be some kind of malicious started to keep this thing from taking the bread out of my kid's mouth, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Cooper.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks, I don't know what to think about that. We'll wait and see. We'll read the facts and find out what it's all about. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, good evening, Bill. This is Dan. I'm calling from New England sector of Region 1. I've been listening to the program for a long time now. And I'm a college student, history, political science major at North Amherst State College in Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
I'm also a member of the Massachusetts National Guard. I've been trying to find information since last October on the MJTF and the New World Order Police. Would you know if...
Public Law 100-690 is a whole chapter in my book.
Okay. And, well, would you know if there are any news stories, like on InfoTrack or the academic extracts that they have at school?
No, there's a couple of women who were teachers who caught on to what was going on in education, and they tried to change it from within and found out that they were going to be persecuted and risk even being killed, and so they left the education field, and they've been writing books and talking about what they know. I'm trying to locate them to get them on the show, and while I'm on show next week, folks, all of you have been asking me when Alex Loglia is going to be back. He's going to be back next week with the second part. Remember, the first one was vaccinations. Second part is going to be germs, and then he's going to do two shows on AIDS. So all three of those are going to be next week.
Great. Okay, well, thanks a lot for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. 602-333-2174. Also, by the way, folks, all three of those shows will air with a disclaimer simply because we do not have the facilities to run the experiments necessary to prove or disprove these assertions. So anyway, we think it's important enough that you need to hear it. If it's not true, we'll all find out when somebody runs the experiments. If it is true, we need to know about it. So just remember that. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, hello, Bill Cooper.
Yes.
Yeah, the pattern that I've seen with the national news is televised and radio was they were favorable towards NAFTA agreement.
Yeah, that's right.
And our local...
That's just the opposite of what Democrats usually are. They're usually solidly behind labor. Did you notice that?
Well, working people need a party of, apart from what you would call business, you know. I believe that. Locally, our talk host, he took a poll, and it was something like 25 against the NAFTA agreement to 5 people that were for it, you know.
What was his stance?
His stance, he's a working man.
I mean, what was his stance, though? Was he for or against?
Oh, I believe that the talk host,
yeah,
he was against the NAFTA agreement because of the...
Okay, you have to remember that talk show polls don't mean anything. Simply... Pardon? Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Talk show polls don't mean anything, and I'll tell you why. The listeners tend to agree with the host.
Oh, I see.
In other words, if Rush Limbaugh was to take a poll, it wouldn't mean a thing, because the only people participating in the poll would be people who agree 100% with Rush Limbaugh. There would be a few people who would be liberal, who would be listening, who might have the guts to call in and participate in the poll, but usually that's not the case. And that people shouldn't be that way. They should listen to everybody. They should well, what am I talking about this for?
Well, you say always that you listen to everything and believe nothing.
That's right.
The reason that I thought that was a clear sign was that he's a local strictly, and the national were favorable to NAFTA, all of them that I've noticed, and that was what. That was what I believe that we could all arrive at that if we paid attention to the national, you know, like McLaughlin Group and, you know the ones.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you right now, it wouldn't have made any difference what we said or did short of taking up arms simply because of the money that was put into this.
The fix was in. Could I ask
the fix was in, and all this stuff about undecided and changing their mind and all this kind of stuff was just a big show for the public so that they didn't have to declare their position until the last moment, and then it's too late.
Well, Bill, and Carolyn, too. I remember Carolyn. She was the one that quoted, the day that privacy died. I'll never forget when she said that.
Yeah.
Or, no, she said you cannot hide anywhere.
That's right.
Cool. But anyways, when you mentioned Telstar or the satellites, what I'm thinking of.
SpaceNet 3, yeah.
SpaceNet 3. You one time you said, you people out there listening are holding titles to land, and I'm interested in that ever since NASA's passed, day two, in other words.
Well, no, you misread me. You're not holding titles to land.
You said that we've got a warrant.
You have a warranty deed.
Or a patented.
No, you don't have a patent deed.
I looked it up, and that's the dictionary said if you have a warrant deed, it's warranted as a deed. If you have a patent deed, it's patented as a deed. I wonder, could you explain what you meant?
Yeah, if it's warranted that there's a deed,
yes.
It's saying that, yeah, there's a deed, but you don't have it. If you have a patent allodial title to your land, you own it. They
allodial?
Can't, patent allodial title.
Allodial.
Yeah. Then you own it. They can't even tax it. If you have a warranty deed, they can tax your land, which is a rental payment, to the true owner. If your land's worth $500,000 and you miss one $200 tax payment, they can take your $200 million property and auction it off. Now, in view of that, who really owns the land?
Well, of course, the eminent domain.
Well, it has nothing to do with eminent domain. It has something to do with true ownership. If you really owned the property, you would have the patent allodial deed.
That bugs me.
Well, welcome to the club.
It's good.
All right, Bill, I'll let somebody else come on.
Okay. By the way, folks, we're putting together packets so that you can get all that back. By the way, Linda Thompson has informed us that she is not going to send out the militia packets, so we're in the process of refunding the money to everybody who ordered them. I'm a little bit PO'd by this, but she's extremely busy, but she could have told us a long time ago. I know a lot of you have been waiting for those for quite some time. Anyway, this week we'll be sending out refund checks to you. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello. I was just calling to tell you that on the previous show on Let's Talk Radio, they announced that it's probably going to move to G311 at 5.8 audio, but that's not confirmed, but that's probably the location.
Well, that's a better satellite.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, and hey, if they've found another carrier, that's wonderful.
And that's the video portion is the Keystone Inspirational Network, so which is a religious.
Don't you think it's neat that we've threatened the establishment so much that they had to buy one channel and the satellite to get rid of us?
Yeah, I just hope they just don't keep it up.
Oh, we're going to keep it up.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they don't keep it up.
Oh, they will. They never quit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how come they're winning.
Yeah. Well, only some real good news, if you didn't catch it, the Senate killed a Brady bill. Leastwise for this year.
Fantastic.
So, but they'll probably bring it up next year.
They will.
Yeah.
And if they can't pass it on its own, they'll tack it as a rider to a holiday bill, making a holiday for Girl Scout cookies sales or something, and nobody will even know it passes till it's too late. By the way, does anybody know what guns they banned in this last thing here?
What
are they?
The AR-15s, the AK-47s, Tech-9s, MAC-10s, most of the military-style weapons.
There's no such thing as military-style weapons.
They're
semi-automatic.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
You know, I've heard a lot of talk show hosts around the country, and I've even heard the mayor of Washington, D.C., and several congresspersons calling these guns automatic weapons.
Oh, yeah, I know. They got it all wrong.
No, they don't have it wrong. You know what they're doing?
They're
confusing the difference between semi-automatic and automatic weapons in the minds of the sheeple, so that when they outlaw all semi-automatic weapons, which they're going to do, in fact, they've already technically done it, all it takes is a signature from the from Lloyd Benson to activate it.
Yeah.
It was done years ago. And he has the authority to outlaw any gun, any category of gun, or all guns in this country just by the stroke of a pen. So anyway, that's what they're doing. They're calling them automatic weapons so that the public will perceive them as automatic weapons.
Well, they have those, and then they have these guidelines that you have to follow. One would be anything with a detachable magazine. And then any magazine
Wait a minute. Anything with a detachable magazine?
Would be considered...
That's every weapon in the country except for a single-shot bolt-action rifle.
Yeah.
You see how sneaky they are?
Yeah, I know.
They just got
an internal magazine of 10 rounds.
But don't you understand? They just outlawed every gun in the country.
I know. They have a list of 650 weapons that are approved, which I don't know... what they are.
I don't know about you guys, but when I get off the show tonight, I'm going to go get me a piece of rope and practice tying hangman's noose. I'm serious. I'm going to practice tying a hangman's noose, because when we start hanging these criminals, I want one of those ropes to be mine.
They also have some other guidelines, such as shrouds. They have a shroud dome or bayonets or anything like that.
In other words, any weapon in the country.
Yes. They did have the exception for Tugler magazines. They were allowed, like a 22 rifle.
Well, you know, it hasn't passed yet, folks.
Yeah.
Everybody out there listening should go out and get every kind of weapon that you think you're going to need in the coming battle, and figure out how to store it, where to hide it, and... then
a lot of people are doing that. I know a lot of people are scared.
You can buy everything you need off the street without doing any paperwork if you need to. And if you got to do paperwork, just report it stolen the next week.
It has passed the Senate, but the House is going to take it up sometime after the first of the year.
Well, they're not just going to take it up. You see, the House has their own version. What they're going to do is combine the two.
Yes, I know.
We're in big trouble.
I know. The best thing to do is keep calling your representatives, which they don't really do anything, because they don't do what they've been told to do anyway. But prepare. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, let me get off of this.
Okay.
Thank you
for calling. Also, all of you who have ordered the food storage packets, we just got all our information from the company. Those will be going out this week, too. Everything's going out this week. I mean, everything. I think I'm going to send somebody my couch. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. This is Terry from Santa Ana, California.
Hi, Terry.
I understand Mr. Clinton made a very prominent announcement this afternoon, and it was basically that the system that was created is no longer in effect. And ABC News covered that, and then later on they covered the same story, but they edited that out.
Huh. Did anybody tape it? Did you tape it?
No. My cousin called me this afternoon and told me about it. He heard it down in Texas.
If any of you out there take that speech, I'm not interested in video, but I would like to have audio. If you send it to me, I'd like to play it over the air, if it turns out to be, you know, what you're talking about.
They're getting awfully awfully brave, Bill.
Well, I told you. I told you that Project 93 was going to tell the tale. And they were going to see exactly who their enemy was and whether or not they were strong or we were weak. And it turned out they are strong and we are weak. There are no patriot organizations in this country, period.
Have you read Bankruptcy 1995?
I have.
No, I've read it also, and you noted that they did not mention anything about abolishing the Federal Reserve?
Oh, no, not at all.
Not a thing.
But even the data that they did present in the book is quite conclusive that, you know, at the most we've got 24 months before they foreclose on this whole mess.
Yeah.
DV Kids' data was the same, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And unfortunately, once again, folks, it's that time.
Bill, take care. God bless.
God bless you, and thank you for calling. And, Carolyn, you got some parting words for everybody out there?
I'd like to say thank you to everyone out there who's calling in during the daytime with all of your information. Keep on doing it. And you might not have to call and ask where your orders are for very much longer. And we'll be able to talk about other things. Good night.
That's right. Folks, get ready. Please, get ready. Take steps to protect your financial future. Make sure you have everything you need to protect your family and your community. Make sure you have enough food stored and water to last you for 2 years. Good night, and God bless you all. Remember, folks, buy GCI. Help us empower the people, take back this country. The media is the key. Buy stock in Gannett Company Incorporated. GCI, the New York Stock Exchange symbol. Do it.